With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel and its allies say they've intercepted virtually all of the 300 drones and missiles launched toward its territory by Iran, and the country has sustained little damage. President Biden lauding American forces and also vowing to coordinate a global response to Tehran's unprecedented attack, with regional tensions at their highest since the Israel-Hamas war began. Biden is pledging that American support for Israel is, quote, ironclad. Homelessness is on the Supreme Court calendar.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon is the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis, as its case over anti-camping laws is scheduled for April 22nd. The case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. Since 2020, court orders barred Grants Pass from enforcing its anti-camping laws. Now the city's asking the justices to review lower court rulings it says prevented it from addressing the city's homelessness crisis. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Japan is giving the U.S. 250 new cherry trees. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that.
Hundreds of D.C.'s cherry trees will be ripped out this summer as construction crews work to repair the crumbling seawall around the Capitol tidal basin. During his official visit to Washington this past week, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida announced that Japan would give the U.S. 250 new trees to mark America's upcoming 250th anniversary. The cherry trees were first planted in 1912 as a symbol of friendship between Japan and the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in China this morning on a visit focused on the increasingly tense economic relationship between the sides and differences over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Scholz arrived in the industrial hub of Chongqing this morning. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church is preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this month, an event that was originally scheduled for 2020. It is expected that the gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination has lost thousands of conservative congregations over the past decade as the leadership has embraced the LGBT agenda. In 1968, United Methodist membership in the U.S. was 10.3 million. At the end of 2018, it was 6.7, and it has been declining since. Germany will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. The Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it has negotiated a bonus pool of 25 million euros to be distributed to survivors in Israel, some of whom were wounded or displaced by the attack. The conference says the money will go to Israelis and is described by the German government as a symbol of solidarity. This is SRN News. Legal fights getting underway over the estate of O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson's will has been filed with a county court in Nevada, and his executor says he'll fight any attempts for a payout in a civil wrongful death suit. O.J. Simpson made his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne his estate executor. The will names Simpson's four children as beneficiaries and notes that all his property went into a trust created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal he specifically did not want the parents of murder victim Ron Goldman to see any money from Simpson's estate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today is Sunday, April the 14th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including retired Major League Baseball All-Star Pete Rose. He's 83 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer Greg Maddux also celebrating a birthday today. He is 58. This is SRN News.